Let him hear. What? What the Spirit speaks to the churches. So we're all here because we have an ear. And we want to hear what the Spirit is speaking. And it is of no coincidence that this evening, in these last couple of days, we're talking about the book of Revelation. Everyone is very curious on what in the world Revelation is talking about. And they're concerned about the beast and the all these calamities and bowls and fury and all these things. But they don't see the diamond in the box. The diamond in the box is Jesus Christ. In fact, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what Revelation talks about. It's the revelation of a very person, and his name is Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And in our outline, begins with God's eternal purpose. God's eternal purpose is, let's go to the main content. It's a good idea. We're going to touch upon a couple points. Let's read the first one together. Go. God's eternal purpose
is to gain an authority man, to express him with his image, and to represent him with his dominion.
Amen. That's a great start. God's eternal purpose. That's where we should start every time. Number two. Go. Five. Amen. Next, go.
The overcomers and Lord's return.
Amen. Next one, please.
The attitude and preparation we should have.
Amen. Last.
Our living and commission, loving the Lord's appearing and hastening the Lord's coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this fellowship today is going to be on the overcomers. Amen. And it's actually very unique because in the last book of the Bible, it talks about overcomers. Those who overcome. And there's many things that must be overcome in today's age. In fact, throughout the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, we always see a pattern of a group of people that always rose up to the occasion. When all of God's people have ran after idols and ran after other gods, there was always a small group of people, a remnant, who always said no.
Amen.
We will say no to that.
Amen.
And we will follow our Lord.
Amen.
So, there is a history here. But first and foremost, we must begin with God's original intention.
Amen.
God's original intention is to have a corporate man to express him with his image, and to represent him with his dominion. This is Genesis 1:26. From the very beginning, we see God's purpose. God's purpose is to have a group of people. This is why he created him in his image. Because God wants to be expressed. He wants to be reflected through a group of people. And he also gave them authority over everything on this earth. Immediately, in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis, we see this matter. God wants an expression, and he wants these people to reign and have dominion over the whole earth. This is his heart's desire. This is what he is after. And guess what? God is unhindered. Even though the situation might look dark, even though the situation might look it cannot go any forward, God always pursues his goal.
Amen.
He must get what he's after.
Amen.
An image, expression, and dominion on this earth.
Amen.
The first man that was created, Adam, this man that represented the whole human race, he fell and he failed God. But God unhindered, moved on. The Adamic race fell. God moved on with Abraham. He called a man named Abraham. He appeared to him. The God of glory attracted him. He appeared to him. And Abraham ran after God. And through Abraham, we have a called race.
Amen.
The people of Israel.
Amen.
However, these people, although they were precious to God, There is an account in the Old Testament where they chased after other gods. And in fact, there are verses in the Old Testament that say that God considered them as a harlot. Amen. Running after other gods, lying with their gods, Amen. And leaving their creator, Jehovah. But God unhindered. God is unhindered. God must get what he's after. So he continues to call. He continues to call. And he called a group called the church. And this is all of us today. Hallelujah. We are the church. Now Israel failed. And the church was called to fulfill the eternal purpose. But the church also failed. So God calls a group of people called overcomers. To fulfill his heart's desire. God is unhindered. God must fulfill his plan. And he keeps on calling and calling and calling. Amen. And guess what? Amen. You are here today. Amen. Because God continues to call. Amen. He needs a response. Amen. Lord, here I am. Amen. 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 Furthermore, in the book of Revelation, the book of the ultimate consummation, the Lord called the overcomers seven times. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord calls the overcomers seven times. Seven is a number of completion. Seven is also a number of intensification. A time to gear up. A time to intensify. A time to turn up the notch. Seven times. So God calls the overcomers in 2:7. He says, he who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. So we see that even in the church, there is some failure. Even in the church, there is a group of people that have run after the world, that have sought strictly teaching, and have left the very living person of Jesus Christ. So God calls overcomers, and he says, to him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life. Why? Because the church began to seek out doctrine and teaching. Although doctrine and teaching is a must, the truth must be built and constituted into us. However, if we remain there, then we fall into a measure of degradation. So, when people fall into degradation, God calls people to overcome that type of degradation. And he calls them to what? What does that verse say? To eat. Have you ever heard that? This is shatter all our religious concepts. We must enjoy God's word, read God's word, memorize God's word, but we always have to eat God's word. It's in the Bible. The Lord Jesus said, he who eats me shall live because of me. Amen. So God is calling us to eat the tree of life. Amen. In other words, the Lord is saying, as an incentive, if you overcome the degradation of the church, the downfall of the church, your incentive is I will give you to eat of the tree of life Amen. In the paradise of God. Amen. Take this home today. Amen. Religion teaches. God feeds. Amen. Religion teaches, Amen. Our Lord feeds. Amen. This is in fact why he placed them in the Garden of Eden. Amen. In Eden means pleasure. Amen. He didn't put them in the seminary school. Amen. He put them in the garden Amen. To eat the tree of life. Amen. So enjoyable. Amen. God wants us to recover this. Amen. Recover the matter of eating the tree of life. Amen. Another incentive, the second incentive to he who overcomes shall by no means be hurt of the second death. How about that? Everyone will face death. But the second death we will escape. He who overcomes will escape the second death. Revelation 2:11. The third incentive. He who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna. And to him I will give a white stone. And upon the stone a new name. Written. Amen. So the incentive in this one is that the Lord will give us what? The hidden manna. Amen. And you know what about the hidden manna? The hidden manna is here to eat.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this matter of being saved from the second death, everyone will pass through the first death. In fact, it's guaranteed we will all die. Man is reserved for man to die once. It says in Hebrews. But the second death, if we overcome, we will escape in rapture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the third incentive, if we overcome the degradation of the church, we will eat of the hidden manna.
Amen.
You know, in Exodus, we all know the story of Exodus.
Yeah.
The manna fell. And everyone can partake of the manna.
Yeah.
It was for the general public to eat of the manna.
Right.
But the hidden manna was particular.
Amen.
It was the manna placed in a golden pot inside the ark.
Amen.
And it wasn't for everyone.
Amen.
It was for those who had a special portion
Amen.
Of the hidden manna to enjoy the very Christ in life and to eat him and love him. Not only so, the incentive that we overcome is that he will give us a white stone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever you see stone in the Bible, always remember a stone is for God's building.
Yes.
And a stone always represents transformation.
Amen.
That means we passed through a process of transformation. We became the white stone. And white always symbolizes purity.
Yes.
A pure walk. We should have a prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord, make me an overcomer.
Amen.
And Lord, deal with my living.
Amen.
Lord, at home with my wife, deal with my living.
Amen.
Make me as white as snow.
Amen.
My garments white.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only so, but the incentive to overcome is a new name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, if you don't like your name, don't worry.
Amen.
If you overcome, the Lord will give you a new name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that name is particular because that new name that the Lord gives us is going to be based upon the experiences of Christ
Amen.
That we had
Amen.
In a very personal way.
Right.
Very all those personal times, all those times of suffering where we were on our knees
Amen.
And maybe even weeping before the Lord.
Amen.
All those precious moments, that name will describe the precious moments.
Amen.
That's an incentive. To him who overcomes. Next, he who overcomes, to him I will give the authority over the nations.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next incentive, if we overcome, we will reign with Christ in the millennium. Amen?
Amen,
amen or amen?
Amen?
Do you want to reign with Christ?
Amen.
The incentive is there. He who overcomes.
Amen.
Next, he who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments. Hallelujah. This is the garment that qualifies us. We all receive the first garment when we receive the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's the garment of approval,
Amen.
Of justification.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But do you know God in Christ wants to give us another garment?
Amen.
And that's to qualify us to the wedding feast.
Amen.
A special portion. Oh, Lord. May we all be knitting our garment every day. Lord. I love you.
Amen.
I need you.
Amen.
And you know what the sweet thing is about it? In this garment, they need stitching.
Amen.
You know, stitching.
Amen.
You know, this was once just a piece of cloth. But you give it to the tailor man. He just begins to cut it,
Amen.
Stitch it, form it. And it's pretty painful. If this can talk, say, hey, wait up. It hurts. But you know what? God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
He who overcomes,
Amen.
White garment.
Amen.
White symbolizes again our walk. He who overcomes, the sixth incentive, he overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God.
Amen.
So if we overcome, we'll be built in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Built into God's house. Seventh incentive, he who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we can reign with Christ.
Amen.
In the millennium, we will reign with Christ.
Amen.
Rule over the nations and sit
Amen.
With the Lord on his throne.
Amen.
Isn't this a wonderful incentive?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think I could stop here.
Amen.
And we should all leave with a prayer.
Amen.
Lord, produce me an overcomer.
Amen.
This is what you're after. Lord, I realize the church has degraded, Lord, and in these last days, it's only going to get worse. Lord, save me to the uttermost. Oh, Lord, produce an overcomer in me. Lord, use all these items as an incentive to motivate me, to drive me to love you, to drive me to pursue you. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Next. Five group of overcomers in the book of Revelation. The martyrs under the altar, including the Old Testament martyrs and those crying from then until the fifth seal. The next group, the man-child born of the universal woman, including the martyrs who cried at the fifth seal and the other martyrs before the great tribulations, chapter 12. The 144,000 living overcomers, the first fruits. Hallelujah, the first fruits. I was sharing with some brothers on the way over here. A farmer, the best thing he enjoys is the first fruits. God wants the first fruits. But the farmer, when he goes out to the fields and he sees his labor of love, he won't go for the ones who are not ripened. He will go for the ripened ones. And those will be the first fruit. We should have a prayer. Lord, ripen me. Grow in me, Lord. Lord Jesus. Okay. The martyrs who will be killed in the time of the great tribulation under the persecution of Christ. Next group of overcomers. Antichrist, sorry. The martyrs who will be killed in the time of the great tribulation under the persecution of Antichrist. These will also be another group of overcomers. The above four groups of the overcomers constitute the bride of Christ. The bride is the composition of all the overcomers. So the bride of Christ enjoys a special portion during that millennium. They will marry this wonderful Jesus. This is the bride of Christ. But you know, we all want to be there. We should aspire, Lord, constitute me an overcomer in this age. I want to be part of that bride. Next, the overcomers and the Lord's return. Without the overcomers, Christ cannot return. Amen. Oh, Lord, what is the Lord going to come back for? Amen. He needs to come back for a bride that's ready. Amen. And prepare. Amen. How sad it would be if the Lord came and the bride is not ready. Yes. I got married, 16 years ago. Don't tell my wife I forgot. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. How sad it would have been if I would have been waiting for my bride, anxious, and the bride still has pajamas on, hair is all. I don't know. But the Lord wants to come back.
Amen.
But he needs a bride ready.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So every day, when you're getting ready to go to work, as you get ready, just remember, have a prayer. Lord, as I get ready, Lord, also get me ready for your return. Prepare me, Lord. We just have these little conversations with the Lord throughout the day. These little conversations accumulate into something and what can constitute us as overcomers. The overcomers are the way for Christ to return. The overcomers are vital persons. To be vital is to be living versus the deadness of Sardis and active versus the lukewarmness of Laodicea. We don't want to be dead like Sardis, church in Sardis. And we don't want to be lukewarm as Laodicea. You know, whenever we sense some deadness, we should flee. We should run. Where? To the meetings. To the Word. Whenever we sense some lukewarmness, you know, the Lord said, you know, he doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. Either or. Then he said, he'll spew us out if we're lukewarm. If we're lukewarm, if we're in between, he'll spew us out. In other words, he'll reject us. And you know what the word hot means in Revelation 14 to 16? It means boiling hot. How about we have a prayer? Lord, don't just make me hot.
Yeah.
make me boiling hot. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus,
amen.
We love you.
Amen.
The attitude and preparation we should have. Oh, I really like this part. I like all the points. This is sweet. Because it talks about our attitude. You know, I read a little quote at work. You know, business quotes that they have once. And I said, that's not bad. It says, our latitude will depend on our attitude. Right, something like that. Is that our altitude? Is that the way? Our altitude will depend on our attitude. Our altitude, you know, attitude, latitude. Right, thank you. In other words, if we have the right attitude to be an overcomer, that will determine our altitude. We'll be raptured.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In this matter, attitude is not, it's just something so, could be something so simple, but it changes everything.
Amen.
What's your attitude towards suffering? That determines whether we'll be an overcomer or not. What's our attitude towards our wife? Oh, Lord. What's our attitude in our home environment, our work environment, our church life environment? What's our attitude towards these things? What's our attitude towards tribulation? What's our attitude towards degradation? There's degradation in the church. What's our attitude towards it? Should we say, well, no one comes to the meeting, so I'm not going to go to the meeting. That's a bad attitude. Naughty attitude. But if no one's going to meeting, maybe you say, Lord, I'll go to the meeting.
Amen.
Even if I'm the only one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We should be saved to become the children of God. But as men as receive him, to them he gave him authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can be begotten of God.
Amen.
That's to be prepared. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus says, Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can be saved.
Amen.
He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. So we got to get ready.
Right.
Believe in the Lord.
Amen.
And be baptized. We should overcome to become the first fruits by being prudent, virgin, not only having oil in our lamps, but also preparing oil in our vessel.
Amen.
By being saturated and filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Matthew 25, amazing chapter.
Amen.
Amazing chapter. You got to go home and read it. All these two parables from 1 through verse 30 on the 10 virgins and on the slaves. Oh, Lord Jesus. These 10 virgins. Oh, I wish I had more minutes, but I need to be restricted. 5 were foolish and 5 were prudent. 5 were foolish. Why? Because although they had the oil in the lamp, that means they were born again. They did not have oil in the vessel. The prudent ones had the oil in the lamp, which means they were begotten and born again. They were saved. But they had an extra portion, a reservoir in their vessel.
Amen.
Why the vessel? The vessel is the human, is the person. And the person has a soul, which means that the oil, which signifies the Holy Spirit, was permeating
Amen.
The mind, the emotion, and the will.
Amen.
And there it were being filled to shine brightly
Amen.
In this dark age. So when the Lord came back, they were ready.
Amen.
They were ready. And they went with their Lord, with their bridegroom, into the wedding feast.
Amen.
But the foolish ones only had a small portion. They only had oil in the lamp. So when the Lord came back, he said, I don't even know you. They were all Christians because they had oil in the lamp.
Amen.
But some took the time to go to the meeting. Others said, well, I'm tired. I work all day today. I deserve rest. Well, overcomers don't rest.
Amen.
We'll be, you know, resting for eternity.
Amen.
You might as well get to work now.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Being faithful slaves. That's the latter part of the chapter. Using to the uttermost the talents given to us by the Lord.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel and nourishing the new ones to gain interest for the Lord.
Amen.
This parable is also very wonderful. The Lord gathers three slaves. The fact that they're slaves means that they're Christians. They're believers. They're all slaves. But he gave them all talents. He gave one five. He gave one two. And he gave one. And this five, he went to go do business right away. The Lord gave him the five. He said, oh, when the Lord came back, I got another five for you. The Lord said, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Hallelujah. With the one that had two talents, he also multiplied his talents as the Lord had instructed him to. And the Lord said, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy. But the one that had one, he dug it on the earth. And when the Lord came back, he said, I knew you were a hard man. Here's your talent. I dug it up. Here it goes. And the Lord said, evil, slothful slave. In other words, you didn't do anything. You didn't do any business with the Lord. You didn't do any business in what is our business today? Our business is to preach the gospel. Amen. It's to feed the believers. Amen. It's to sound out the truth.
Amen.
God has given us so much responsibility of his economy, of his kingdom.
Amen.
And he wants us to multiply these talents. Our living and commission, loving the Lord's appearing and hastening the Lord's return.
Amen.
Can everyone read A, please? Amen. Read the next one, too. One.
Loving the Lord, recovering the first love.
Amen. Next one.
Being Christ as the tree of life in the church life.
Amen. So the living of the overcomers, right? What is their living? Their living is that they recover their first love.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Have you allowed the Lord to kiss you today?
Hey.
So, oh, what are you saying that for? Well, you got to read Song of Songs.
Amen.
He says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
Amen.
Your love is better than wine.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We need to recover our first love.
Amen.
Sometimes we might lose our first love. Sometimes we might buy a new car, you know, or a new home, or a new this. And all of a sudden, that got attached to our heart. And all of a sudden, we love our Honda Accord. Right? Or your Mercedes-Benz. Your Beamer is much more lovely now because it's hybrid or it's this. And then what? Lord Jesus, we need to recover the first love.
Amen.
Come back and we have to repent.
Amen.
Lord, forgive me, Lord Jesus. I think we've all had experiences like this. I've had many of these experiences where something got into my heart. And I began to love that more than the Lord. And all of a sudden, that thing somehow faded. It broke. What happened? And the Lord shows, that's not eternal.
Amen.
I'm lovelier.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Thank you for the lessons.
Amen.
Eating Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you eat Christ in the church life?
Amen.
God produces overcomers that way. Being faithful unto death, eating Christ as a hidden manna. Staying away from different teachings, such as the teaching of Balaam, oh Lord. Teaching of the Nicolaitans and of Jezebel. We need to stay away from these teachings. Teaching of Balaam, the teaching of the Nicolaitans and Jezebel. And I did write down some notes. You know, this matter of, amen. You know, the teaching of Balaam is idolatry. This man led God's people to idolatry. And the teaching of the Nicolaitans is a teaching of hierarchy. It's a hierarchical system that handicaps the body of Christ. So the teaching of Balaam does away with the head. Teaching of the Nicolaitans handicaps the body, kills the body. We must not go after those teachings. And Jezebel is just a harlot that we should stay away from. Practicing brotherly love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keeping the Lord's word and not denying the Lord's name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can practice.
Amen.
Brotherly love.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
Practicing brotherly love.
Amen.
Oh, how do you practice brotherly love? We need to be overcomers.
Amen.
But we need to practice brotherly love. How do we do that? Practically speaking, you got to visit the saints. You got to greet them.
Amen.
You got to go over their house. You got to invite them to the coffee shop. You got to spend time with the saints. You know, there is an immediate affection towards the saints, no doubt. You know, we pass out of death into life. We love the brothers. But to practice brotherly love. Practice brotherly love. That's to fellowship. Enjoy a meal with a brother. Enjoy the Lord with the saints. Lastly, the commission of the overcomers, hastening the Lord's coming by the service of the army. Read one, please.
Preaching the gospel to all the nations.
Amen.
To fulfill the number of the Gentiles.
That's our commission, amen. To preach the gospel to the fullness of the Gentiles. Amen. Two, go.
Perfecting the saints to exercise to be overcomers, to fulfill the number of the overcomers.
Hallelujah, we can perfect the saints.
Amen.
Three, everyone. Amen. To shine on the earth. Hallelujah for our commission.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Gospelize the nations.
Amen.
Truthize the nations.
Amen.
Churchize the whole earth.
Amen.
The golden lampstand to shine on the whole earth.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, we got a lot of work to do. But first, we need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And love Him to the uttermost.
Amen.
And then as we love Him, and as He gains our heart, spontaneously there should be a normal reaction to say, Lord, here am I.
Amen.
I want to serve. I want to preach the gospel.
Amen.
I want to teach. I want to, very naturally, there should be something in our heart responding to God's love.
Amen.
And this will produce overcomers.
Amen.
Last one, please, everyone.
Causing the body of Christ to be built up universally and the bride of Christ to be ready.
Amen. So that's the commission of the overcomers.
Amen.
To hasten the Lord's coming by the service of the army.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah for the overcomers.
Amen.
Will you be an overcomer?
Amen.
We shall all have a strong amen.
Amen.
Lord, produce us an overcome in this age.
Amen.